Yes, yes, college football. New season is upon us. Got five big games for Saturday coming up. What is happening, everybody? I'm EJ. It is Happy Hour. Here at the Sports Betting Pub, got some plays to give out for Saturday because it's football time again. Yeah. Hey, talk about Christmas in July. You talk about Christmas when it's actually Christmas. But you know what, man? Late August is all right, too. Five games, kicking off the weekend, and then from there, you know what happens. It's just football. Thursdays, Fridays, Saturdays, NFL, Monday NFL. 5 days of football every week. Oh, baby. I mean, right? That doesn't get you going. What the hell are you doing? Oh, man. All right. Going to give out some plays for those five games that we're talking about, man. So let's do it. Oh, are you ready for Saturday? I mean, are you ready for Saturday? I hope you caught all my team totals. I give out a preview of all 130 teams' expectations for their team totals this year. So, man, sneak over there. It's probably the video 102 over from here. If you're on my main page, there it is. All 130 teams. And of course, all these teams are in that, except for the Nebraska game, because the Nebraska team total was actually 6, but it really, you know, there's some controversy going on there with Scott and the whole program. Oh, man, I hate when there's stuff going on with programs and you know, it's like these coaches don't know what they can and can't do. Like the NCAA doesn't come out and say, here, this is what you can do, and this is what you can't do. Come on, Rockets. All right, 1 p.m. on Saturday, Nebraska and Illinois. No, this is not an Illinois jersey. It's Syracuse. You don't know the big 44 number that happens when you go to Syracuse. Come on now. I got two words, Jim Brown. That's it. So, Nebraska's favored by 7, and there's a 55 on that total. Oh, all right. We're ready to play on that. 2 p.m., UConn and Fresno State. Fresno by 27.5 and a 63 on that total. 3 p.m. Eastern Time, Hawaii and UCLA, which is very strange to see a 3 p.m. start Eastern Time for a Hawaii-UCLA game. That's high noon out there. That's early. Especially when you're from out there. Everybody, you know, when you're on the West Coast, early's early, man. Early's early. The two games are later, 9:30 UTEP and New Mexico State, and the 10 o'clock game in Southern Utah, San Jose State. Well, I mean, of course, there's all that expectation on San Jose State this year, and our Southern Utah coming to town certainly isn't going to scare them. That line's, what, 24? 56 on that total, too. And UTEP's favored by 10, the 59. I'm not going to touch that UTEP-New Mexico State game. You know why? I assume, right? We're going to have much better games to try and analyze coming up the road here. UTEP's team total is, what, 3 this year? And then New Mexico State team total is 2? So if they don't have any expectations, how are we supposed to pick a game between them with UTEP favored by 10 points on the road? Yeah, I'm not laying that, and I don't want to even look at that game. I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Nebraska, Illinois. Oh, man. You know, 7-point here, 7-point liner. Of course, Brett Lima come over from Wisconsin. Yeah, that's a pretty big pickup for Illinois, I'm thinking. I mean, when you get someone who's already proven like that, Lovie Smith, I'm sure everybody in Illinois and Champaign is just like, all right, we're tired of Lovie Smith, man. You know, being an NFL coach and being a college football coach are just two different animals, man. And I just don't think Lovie caught on to being hanging out with the kids, man. He didn't get it. He didn't get it. See how Illinois struggled. I don't know if Illinois is going to struggle like that this year. I think Illinois is going to be just fine even in this game, getting 7 points. We're taking that touchdown with Illinois at home, number one at home to open the campaign, home dog. Why wouldn't I start this whole thing thinking dog? Do you know me? My God. Think dog. Yeah, I know a couple things about Think a Dog. One or two little things, considering that my forum was named Think Dog for 15 years. Think Dog. It's always good to do. But obviously Josh Van and Mortar Baby are gone. So who's he got to bring in? Well, let's bring in Georgia tight end Luke Ford. And how about Jafar Armstrong? You know, Mr. Hightower is a big boy. He can certainly catch some footballs over there. Oh, now Chase Brown, Mr. Epstein, and then you got Hayden and Lover are both going to be able to support that running game. And you know that Brett's going to want to bring some kind of a big running game when you leave Wisconsin and the running game that was. And, you know, of course, you have to remember the pieces you have in place. You're not going to have the running cold team that Wisconsin had up front. But there is a senior-laden offensive line in Illinois this year. I saw that line, everybody who they got back. Everybody. Seniors, linemen, five of them. Oh, man, you cannot even try to talk about what it's like to have five offensive linemen back who are all in their system for a couple of years now, even with a new head coach who actually understands the running game. You know, Lovie Smith is a defensive guy. We all know that. Brett's not. That's not defense. There's no defense. I think we all know what happened with Wisconsin and all those unders over the last couple of years because of Wisconsin's defense. But it wasn't Brett. That's an offensive line. We know this. Come on. And Peters. Now, throw in Mr. Peters, who's going to be guiding all this kind of stuff. Peters has been there, I think, for 35 years now. So, man, I think Illinois is going to be pretty good this year. I think I took their team total over. I did. 3.5 this year. Yes, Illinois is going to win. I even think I said 5 or 6 games this year. This could be one of them. We're taking Illinois to cover the 7 points. Win or lose, we got a touchdown in our pocket. And that's all right with us. All right, so let's move to the Fresno game. Obviously, Jack Maynard has all of his weapons back and a couple of extras. Fresno's offense is loaded. We know that Jalen Cropper is going to run the ball, catch the ball, option the ball, swing out passes. Jalen Cropper is going to be all over the place. Expect to see him everywhere, in every part of the offense. Motion, not motion. Slot, outside. Yes, Mr. Cropper is going to be getting a bunch of yards this year. Of course, Week Fall is pretty good. Kelly's pretty good. I mean, we're looking at possible, all three of them are looking at conference honors. Three of them might be the best wide receivers in the whole conference. Well, I actually took the Fresno team total under this year, the 6 wins. You know what? I don't think they're going to go 7-5, but having an offense back is great. But they have a lot to worry about on defense, and I don't think they fixed enough of that, man. I mean, can their offense produce the 4 or 5 wins that they're going to probably figure out? Yeah. Yeah, is Fresno taking a win 8-9 games this year? No. I don't think so. I'm going to really talk about this total, though, because UConn is a disaster. UConn is a disaster. My God. 63. Now, why are the line setters putting this much of an expectation? They can't really think that Fresno State's offense is going to be putting up 55 points because it could be 55-7. But Fresno's not going to put up 55 points on UConn even. Oh, man. This is a 45-10 game. Maybe there'll be 55 points somehow. I don't even know if we'll get that far. That under 63 to me is gorgeous. Open the season. Yeah, Fresno State's offense are going to just load it, but UConn is not. How many points can you really expect UConn to pick up? How many points do you expect UConn to pick up this weekend? 10, 13, maybe? That's it. So if you think Fresno State can put up 60 themselves, they might need to hit that total. Yeah, I'm taking the under 63 with UConn and Fresno. UCLA game. Oh, my, man. I mean, this should be actually a pretty decent game. Hawaii's not going to be pushed over. What did I do with Hawaii's team total this year? I took their team total over. Now, are they going to beat UCLA? I just started, you know, I'm actually thinking that they're not. But I'm still taking the Hawaii team total over 6 because of all the talent I think that they're going to have over there this year. We know that Chip Kelly now has the offense that everyone thought that he was going to have 4 or 3 years ago. Yeah, no. You know what? It's finally there. I think UCLA's offense is loaded this year. And, you know, you talk about Chip Kelly. Well, you know, UCLA is supposed to be having a loaded offense this year. That's what Chip Kelly does. Well, it hasn't really panned out so far. Can number one do it? Can number one do it? Dorian Thompson Robinson going to be the guy who figures it all out? Well, you know, he's been there since Kelly took over. So if any quarterback that you can imagine has been in Chip Kelly's ear for 3 years, you got to be, it's him. So, man, now you got to assume that those two did a lot of work in the offseason together to make sure this season is not a disaster, because we all know that Chip Kelly's job can certainly be on the line, even with putting up 455 yards a game last year, 35 points a game last year. You know what? You still have to win games, and when you're in that conference, you better win games, especially when you're a name like that. You know, it's not just some coach. Chip Kelly's an NFL coach, former obviously, Oregon, all that stuff. My God, man, he's a name. You better win some games. You better win a lot of them, and you better be in the conference title conversation, all that stuff, man. So, you know, will UCLA get there? Well, I'm pretty sure I took their team total wins over this year, too, right? Yeah, team total 7. I took it over. I think UCLA will probably win this game today. This total is 68. Oh. You know, I know Felton. I lost Felton. Britton Brown can do just as much as Felton did. I don't see that Britton Brown's going to be that far away from what Felton was doing. So, man. Zach Charbonnet comes over from Michigan. And, yeah, all 5 linemen come back from the 12th best running game in the country last year, too. 12th best running game in the country last year. I think UCLA actually was in the almost top 10 of one of the big offensive categories. So, yeah, you know what, man? I think Hawaii's obviously Siobhan Cordero. Cordero's going to be fine, man. He's going to have a decent season. I certainly expect him to have a good year if I'm taking the Hawaii team total. So that Cordero kid, certainly we know he can run the ball. Now, you talk about dual-threat quarterbacks. Hawaii's got one. No doubt about it. This total is 68.5. Oh, him and Daly Hunter, too. Daly Hunter's going to have a nice season this year, too. I like this over. I mean, Hawaii's got 4 offensive linemen back, too. They're going to be able to move the ball against UCLA. This game's going to be 45-25, somewhere in there in the 70. There's 70. I think Hawaii will definitely get 25, 28 points. I can see their team total coming in. You know, UCLA's defense isn't all stocked and loaded. And, of course, when you have a 69 total, we're going to need a bunch of points for someone. You at least get the 45. If not the 52, 54, somewhere in there, UCLA is going to be scoring in droves. Hawaii's defense isn't really going to stop them. So, yeah, over 68.5 or 69 if you have to settle for that for the UCLA-Hawaii game. And that's it. Like I mentioned, we're not even going to touch the other two games because we don't need to. We don't need to. Southern Utah and San Jose State, no. We're not going to deal with UTEP, New Mexico State, because we don't have to. And that's it. That was my whole goal here today at Happy Hour and hanging out with a boy. And, yeah, thanks for joining me, man. I appreciate everyone hanging out. Of course, we'll have college football all throughout the regular season around here because we can. And everyone loves their college football, including me. Man. So hope you're all ready. Hope you're all looking forward to another big season. I'm EJ, and we are out here. But before I get you out of here, of course, go over to sportsbettingclub.net and register for one of my packages that I have going on right now, which is a screaming deal. You get my tennis, my college football, my baseball, and my football in Italian, the other football. So, you know what, man? I'm breaking out winners, everybody. Do you want them? Come and get them. That's it. Ciao, everybody. Boca Lupo. Have a good college football weekend, and we'll see you all later, man. Ciao.